Mark, how are you this morning?
Well, just fine, Tony. We had a little excitement yesterday, but things are cooling down, so to speak.
Well, the fires are scary situations. Give us the latest with the fire on the border of Water and Light Tower.
Well, as you know, approximately 3 a.m. on Thursday, Lansing Fire Department responded to a call from us because one of our employees working the night shift smelled smoke and then saw flames coming out of our one of our cooling towers. We have six of them along the Grand River. And so they were fairly speedy at getting the fire under control and then extinguished. But, of course, there's a lot of things that need to be done now. I'm looking at a photograph of the exterior of the building on my computer screen, and it's really just the tip of the iceberg. You see a hole in the roof, but what you don't see is the interior, which I understand was extensively damaged. And we are having people in today to check out the structural integrity and the safety of the building, just to know, you know, how much people can actually roam around in there. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
Now, this is known as Tower Number 1 at Lansing's REO Tower Power Plant.
Yes, it's we have a set of these cooling towers, and they're constructed for one purpose, and that is to take water, that at one point had become steamed, which turns the turbines, which makes electricity. Once that steam is done doing its job, basically, it recondenses into water. But it's still too hot to return to the Grand River. So by law, we need to make sure that, you know, we're not pouring hot water into the river and, you know, affecting aquatic life. So these cooling towers are constructed to allow that water to cool to the proper temperature so it can be returned to the Grand. And so these series of towers has that one mission. And I should mention that the cooling towers, at least this one in particular, is over 50 years old. So it's done a lot of good service for us, but obviously something went wrong yesterday.
And where is this tower? Give me a landmark that I can associate with.
Easiest way, if you can imagine, going over the Martin Luther King Bridge over the Grand River northbound, and you look to your right, headed east, and you see that great big old parking lot, or concrete slab, I should say, that used to be the Oldsmobile plant. Right alongside the river, you will see those banks of cooling towers, and that's where it is.
I got you. Well, do we know what caused the fire yet?
Unfortunately not. There were no people in there, so we really just don't know. I mean, of course, usually when things like that happen, there are no people around. The immediate suspicion is, well, maybe electrical, and that is a possibility. But at this point, we really don't know, and I'm sure both our officials as well as Lansing Fire Department will be involved in finding out what caused the blaze.
Is this going to cause the utility's ability to deliver power? Are you going to be able to keep doing what you do?
Yeah, we think we're in good shape there. You know, it's always a concern, but we do have some redundancies. For instance, we do have five other cooling towers that are still operating. We do have another power plant in our community. It's about 5 miles west of here on Canal Road. We do have sharing arrangements with other utilities in Michigan. And we could always buy, if it really became an issue, we could buy electricity on the open market. That's probably the least attractive, because doing so is more costly. So we think we'll be in good shape, and hopefully we can get this cooling tower repaired and back in business in short order.
Kind of bizarre. You get a fire and then you have a tornado that hit a couple of years ago.
I was saying to somebody this morning, it's almost like the Bermuda Triangle here. I mean, 2 years ago, almost to the month, it was June of 2008. We had a tornado come right straight through the heart of Lansing, and it just wiped out one of our cooling towers. And here we are 2 years later. And what's kind of ironic about it is these towers have been there for decades and decades and decades without anything. And all of a sudden, within 2 years, we've had two pretty serious incidents.
So you're going to try and figure out what happened, and then it could take a couple months before you start rebuilding?
Yeah, I think that's undetermined at this point. We just really need to know structurally how bad it is. I mean, it is possible, kind of like the towers that were damaged by the tornado, that it's possible we may have to demolish it and start all over. We just don't know. But I think it's safe to say many weeks, perhaps months, before this is back in operation.
And the thing that we want to communicate are two things. No one was hurt, and the Board of Water and Light will keep doing what you do, and that's producing power for the people of Michigan.
And the first thing you said is absolutely the most important. Nobody was hurt. I mean, I can't begin to tell you how seriously this company takes safety. I know it sounds just like a PR line, but it's really true. I mean, this business, utility business, is just fraught with all kinds of potential safety hazards. It's the nature of the beast. You know, we're working around steam and coal and electricity and big heavy equipment. So we always keep that foremost in mind. So yeah, we always count our blessings when we know that after something like this, that everybody is safe, everybody was, you know, nobody was hurt. That's a wonderful thing.
Boy, Mark, you're like the parent that gets a call at 12 midnight. It's not the call you want to get, is it?
Yeah. But fortunately, everybody was okay.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Tony.